almost as long as you. 40's been going there, Robin. So, you know, I feel very privileged to have a cordial with you, brother. You know,
Great.
Māori have fallen in love with UB40. You know, you're probably aware that unemployment's a reality for our people, and even the band's name sort of made us feel comfortable. You know, I'm led to believe it was back at a time when you guys had no mahi and on the unemployment benefit. I mean, even that resonates with our Māori people. You've been out here many times. Māori have sort of adopted you, Robin, as our own. So, how are you feeling about coming back all these years later?
It's always a pleasure. It's always exciting. We're always, you know, can't wait to get there because we're always treated so beautifully, especially by the Māori people, you know. It's it's one of my favorite places in the world to be.
Yeah.
Not just places like Auckland, but I love going down south. I love Christchurch as well, you know. One of my favorite places I've ever been to.
Do you know Māori adopted reggae really early? I think when Bob came out with his stuff in the late 70s, Robin, it just seemed to resonate. And so a lot of our music is reggae based. And again, you can probably sort of see that in the way our faces light up when UB40 are on stage.
And I've met many Maori bands over the years who play reggae, you know, and who cite Bob Marley as their greatest influence, and possibly us too, you know. It's it's always a pleasure to be in New Zealand, and I love the music that comes out of there too.
Your passport must have a lot of stamps in it, Robin, because you guys have been moving around the world. Tell us about this trip down under, and I know you're playing Christchurch and here at the Trusts Arena later in the
Yeah.
year, but it's very special. And 45 years on, it's great. I was expecting a few more grey hairs there, brother.
Well, they sell good colours now, you know.
I say, Robin, is that what it is?
Yeah,
No, but as far as your world tour, I mean, I'm pleased you're keeping Aotearoa in the frame, my friend. What are you looking forward to about coming back? Because how many times have you been to New Zealand, Robin?
oh, I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, the first time we came, I think, was 1980, and we've been coming ever since, whenever we can, you know. It's a long way to come, so you can't come as often as you'd want to, but you know, you make it part of the Southern Hemisphere tour always. We could not come to the Southern Hemisphere and not come to New Zealand, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. But yeah, I mean, we're celebrating 45 years and we're looking forward to it. It's pretty much what we always do. We're a touring band. We've been a live band for 40 odd years, and it's what we love doing. And as long as we've still got the breath to do it, we're going to carry on, you know. And we're gathering new young musicians as part of the family, you know, bring them into the fold so that maybe when we're too old to carry on, those guys can still carry the torch.
Sure. Are there any lads of some of the original guys? I mean, are you bringing in, Tamariki or these, your own kids to play with UB40 now, mate?
Yep, my son Matt, he's my only son. He's now touring with the band. He's doing backing vocals and he records and tours with the band. Matt Doyle, our new vocalist, who's been with us for the last few years now. He's the nephew of Norman Hassan, the founder, member, percussionist, and vocalist. He's his nephew. So yeah, we like to keep it in the family. We also have a new keyboard player, very talented young man from Jamaica called Jared Gordon, who's not family, but he just feels like he is already.
Yeah, that longevity, I mean, it says something, doesn't it, about how the formation of the band and the bass that it had. You know, you guys have always exuded this warmth with your on-stage persona, the music
Yeah, well,
resonates, of course.
the thing was, we didn't come together to form a band. We were a gang of friends that grew up. I've known all of the original members of the band since they were kids, you know, since they were 10 years old. Even younger, Norman, our percussionist, I've known since he was about six, I think. So, you know, we've literally grown up together. We've grown up on the same streets, going to the same youth clubs and then bars and clubs, and, you know, everything we've done as a gang, And when we formed a band, we kind of took our social circle on the road, you know? So yeah, we've always had that kind of attitude that it's all for one and one for all, you know?
You're going to have your to and fros in life, though, aren't you, Robin? And,
For
you know,
sure.
the longevity sort of resonates with Māori too, because you are seen as a whānau band, UB40. And obviously, you're not going to be getting on swimmingly all the time, are you, mate? So there's going to be pressure. How do you, when you're
Yeah,
touring, for instance?
and we've lost members,
Yeah,
you know, over
sure, mate.
the years. We've lost a few, but you know, we still have four of the five surviving members are still in the band, you know. So we've managed to stay together for the most part, and we have a mutual respect and a bond, and you know, we know how we got here, we know why we got here, and we know we did it together. So there's always going to be that mutual connection, you know. And if we fall out with some along the way, then that's just life, you know, that's what happens. And what can you do about it except carry on doing what you're doing, you know?
Cool. You've always had a better voice than Ali. So how has that sort of gone down with the band now that you're able to let your dulcet sounds ring out there while the bro's not in shot?
Well, I still like playing a supporting role, really. I mean, Matt is the lead vocalist, and I like supporting him. I've always been a harmonizer, you know, and to me, that's a very important part of the vocal sound of UB40, and it hasn't changed really. But yeah, I guess I play a slightly more major role than I used to, but. You know, I've always been up front and always been singing on every song, and I still am. So, not a lot has changed, really.
Good idea. Do you do the melody, mate? Where does your natural vocal tend to sit? Are you sitting in the tenor range, or do you go lower? What's your particular pitch of effort in the harmony states?
Well, often I have to do both. You know, certainly when I was younger and I could get up there, I used to do both. But I'm more of a baritone than a tenor, really.
Okay, and you know, like I say, UB40 is so synonymous with the good times, the vibes. Playing in Christchurch, you guys as well, UB40, and also in Auckland on the 8th in Christchurch on the 10th of October. So we're looking forward to having you here again. Any idea how many songs you and your crew have recorded over the years, Robin?
Well, this is I think our 21st studio album, but there are other albums as well. There's compilations and various other ones that we've done with other artists, etc. I've no idea, but it's certainly in the 200s, you know. It's
More than
several
Elvis. You've
hundred
recorded more songs than Elvis, mate.
songs. Well, we've been going longer.
I guess your mum and dad didn't expect you guys to be musos. Hey, what
I
was
think,
planned out for you? What sort of work were you supposed to be doing, mate?
well, I think actually that's one of the things about us was as a family, it wasn't a strange idea for us to be musicians. My father was a professional musician,
I didn't realize.
you know, it wasn't a strange idea for us to make a living as singers because my father already had, and his sister as well with him. So when we formed a band, it wasn't any surprise to the rest of our family. We'd been singing together since we were kids, you know. And the only surprise was that we were playing reggae. They were deeply disappointed that we didn't carry on in the family tradition, which was traditional folk music. But you know, I mean, that was where we learned to sing originally. But we weren't really interested in doing that as a profession. We wanted to play reggae and only reggae, which was a source of great disappointment to my father. But when we were successful, he changed his tune somewhat.
Didn't move, Robin. Hey, Robin. Am I right? I heard somewhere that when you guys started, a lot of the guys couldn't play instruments.
That's true. Yeah, we talked about forming a band for years, and one of the reasons was the fact that we'd seen Bob Marley play live, and we said, "Come on, guys, we've really got to do it. This is what we want to do," you know. And I've been playing guitar since I was about 10, I think. I had lessons off an uncle, but I don't think anybody else had played it. Oh, Brian, our sax player, had had a few lessons. He had, aspirations, but all the other guys went and bought instruments, and then we all sat down in a room together where everyone learned to play. And in fact, it was so bad that I left for a couple of months and said, "It's never going to happen. You're all terrible." And then they got me to come back after a couple of months, and I was so impressed with how good they'd become, how much they'd learned in such a short time, that I was back in, you know. And yeah, everyone learned to play together, and I think that's part of what makes us such a locked in unit, you know.
You're a much loved crew down here in Aotearoa. And Robin, music for our people, Māori, has been a vehicle for empowerment. And you're probably familiar with Herbs, which is
Very much so.
one of our notable bands. And they had anti-nuclear and politically focused lyrics during the time in their heyday. And to be honest, mate, like UB40 songs, they've become sort of the musical backdrop to many of our lives. So, as Māori, we're still fighting for justice all these years later. Music has been a very important political tool, and I sense that UB40 have recognised that too, because a lot of your lyrics are very inspirational and celebratory. There's some fun aspects to them too, but the power of music to affect change. Could you touch on that for a moment, please, Robin?
Yeah, I'm don't know how convinced I am that music has the power to effect change. All I know is that if I'm going to write songs, it's got to be something I'm passionate about, you know. It's got to be things that make me angry, things that annoy me, things that fire me up are going to that's going to be the subject matter for my songs, you know, and everybody else in the band feels the same way. We were, as individuals, politically minded people. We used to go to demonstrations and anti-apartheid rallies in London and all sorts of political, you know, demonstrations. So we were of that mind in the first place. So when we formed a band, when it came to writing songs, we were obviously going to write about the things that were important to us, you know. I still remain to be convinced that it actually makes any difference. But I think that you can be it can get you an audience because you'd be preaching to the converted, you know. You get an audience that feels the same way you do, and if you're saying the right things for that audience, then you automatically have a following, you know. And I think that was the case for the Maori people. I think that when they heard us, they tuned in straight away to the kind of things we were saying, you know. And you mentioned Herbs. They're great friends of ours right from the very first time we came to New Zealand. They met us off the plane, you know. They were delightful people, always were. And of course, we've played with the Offspring, you know, the Offspring band, House of Shem, played with them many times, who again are lovely people. Yeah, the Perkins family, and or you know, I we've just got real good thoughts and good feelings in New Zealand every time we go there because of the, you know, the political landscape that we found when we got there and the way we were appreciated so much, you know, it made a massive difference. And that was literally one of the first places that got us, you know, that understood us and understood what we were about, I think.
Yeah, well, thanks for touching on the House of Shem. They're so popular still, mate. And so and Herbs, obviously, Dilworth and the gang, they're very much loved in the Māori and New Zealand wide and New Zealand music.
I love House of Shem as a band. I think they should be international stars. I really do. And if it was possible, I would take them around the world with us. It's something that's one of my ambitions, is to take House of Shem around the world and show the world how good some Mary bands are, you know.
Good on you. Hey, listen, we've got a hot mud pool waiting for you to bathe in as soon as you arrive here, Robin,
Richard.
and you can get rid of all of those toxins that might have built up in other parts of your tour, and
Oh,
they'll just
fantastic.
all soak away as you're sitting there in that bubbling mud. It's awaiting you. But in more seriousness, congratulations on 45 years as a whānau band, UB40. And thanks again for including Aotearoa in your plans to celebrate that 45 years. It's looking good. When are you on the road, mate? I see you're. Where are you now? Where are we talking to you?
I'm at home now, but we're about to go off, and we won't be back for months. I think we're, in fact, Australia, New Zealand, I think, is the last thing we do before we come home. So we're going to be away until November, at the end of this year, when we come back and play an arena tour in the UK. But we're all over. We've got lots of European dates, America, South America, the Caribbean, all over Europe, you know, lots of gigs. And we're even talking to places in Africa and India and other places in the Far East. There's so much stuff. You know, we're going to be gone all year, basically.
Oh, good on you. It's been nice having a yarn with you, Robin. And may I also say, for a bloke who's been on the road in a band for 45 years, you're looking damn good, mate. Because really,
Thank you, guys.
musos are normally haggard and addled and that by the time 45 years rolls around. But you're looking fresh as a daisy and ready to take on the world. And good on you. Thanks for
Thank you.
including Aotearoa in your plans. And looking forward to seeing you in October, mate.
Thank you, brother.
All the best, Robin. Nice to have a yarn with you.
Cheers, Dale.
Cheers, mate. Take care, Robin.